Today's daf is Vachim Daf Dalid, and we are at the top of Daf Dalid Amid Aleph. So the theme at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim is the halacha that when the Kohen was doing one of the Dalid Avodah Sadam, Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, he had to do it with a Machsheves Lishma. What's the definition of Lishma? So the Gemara Daf Beis Amid Beis brought a Mishnah, the Kaman Daf Mem Vav, that says L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach. L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zoyveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichayach. If it's a Chatas and an Oshem, you also have in mind that it was L'shem Chet. Stating that, Rav approved from that Mishnah that Stom is L'shma. So even though there is a mitzvah, L'katchila, for the Kohen to have in mind these machshavas, but if he didn't have in mind those machshavas, rather his machshava was stoma, the halacha is stoma kosher. It's a chiddush by Gerushin and other areas in halacha where there's a din lishma stoma's possible, but when it comes to zvachim, when it comes to kachim, the halacha is that stoma is going to be kosher. The Mishnah said, what would be if somebody didn't have a machshava stam? He didn't think lishma, but rather had a machshava of shaloi lishma. And as we explained yesterday, the Mishnah is discussing specifically the first two kavanas of lishma that are mentioned in that Mishnah, Memvav Amid Beis, l'shem zevach and l'shem zoyveach. L'shem zevach is what the Gemara throughout the sugyas refers to as shinui kodesh. L'shem zoyveach is what the Gemara throughout the sugyas refers to as shinui bayil. Shinui kodesh, a kohen was bringing a carbon oil, and he had in mind shlom, a carbon. Kohen was bringing a carbon chatas, and he had in mind, L'shem Zeveach. The Kohen was bringing the carbon for Reuven, and he had in mind that Shimon should get the kapara, Ayudei, this carbon. So is the carbon going to be kosher? Is the carbon going to be possible? So in the Mishnah, we saw four shitas. The Iker Shita in the Mishnah, the first shita, the Tanakama, is Kol Azbachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishman Ksheirim Elishloi Olu Lubaylam L'shem Chayva Chutz Mi Pesach the Chatas, meaning all carbonis with the exception of a chatas and a pesach. The halacha is if the Kohen had a machsheves Shaloi Lishma, Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Bailin. The halacha is the carbon itself is going to be kosher. What does that mean? Rashi says, you can do the Zrika, you can do the Akhtara, the Kehanim and the Bailim can eat the Basar. The carbon itself is not viewed now as Psulei HaMikdashim. But at the same time, if this Bala carbon was bringing the carbon because he had to bring the carbon, the halacha is he would have to replace it now. He would have to bring another carbon. The exception to the rule is Pesach and Chatas. Pesach and Chatas Shaloi Lishma. Over there, the halacha is that even b'dieved, the carbon is possible. So once the Kohen, for example, b'shas Shchita or b'shas Kabbalah has a machshava Shaloi Lishma, you can't do the Zrika anymore. You can't do the Akhtar anymore. You can't eat the Basar anymore. It's as if the carbon is pigle. It's as if it was noisar. It's as if it became tummy. Where the halacha is, it's actually usr. We'll see Metz Hashem during the course of the week when we speak out some raid that it could be this lavin involved. At that point, you're not allowed to allow it to go anywhere near the Mizbeach. Regardless, we have this din of Lishma. Obviously, there must be a Makar in the Torah. And today's daf, Zvachim Daf Dalid, is the makar to the Ikar Alacha that a carbon has to be Lishma. So being that Zvachim Daf Dalid discusses sources, there's going to be Psukim, there's going to be Limudim, there's going to be Mamatzinus, there's going to be Tzad Hashavas, there's going to be Pirchas on the Tzad Hashavas from Gemaras that we didn't learn yet. So not to be intimidated, we're going to come across a smorgasbord of ideas that we're at this stage, 3 days into Seder Kachim, not so familiar with. But either way, we do what we do. Says the Gemara, we know to be done zvicha l'shma. What's the makar that shchita had to be done l'shma? The makra. It's learned from the following pasuk. V'im zevach shlomim karbona. So the context of the pasuk is vayikra perakim pasuk aleph. It's discussing obviously the carbon shlomim, and it says v'im zevach shlomim karbona shetehi zvicha l'shem shlomim. Meaning, why did Torah have to say zevach shlomim? Why didn't it just say v'im shlomim karbona? Zevach is miloshin zvicha, miloshin shchita. So we learn from there that the zvicha had to be l'shem shlomim. So while the kohen is bringing the carbon shlomim, he has to have in mind l'shem shlomim. And if he has in mind something else, it's going to be a problem. Maybe the name of the carbon is zevach shlomim. Meaning, we take for granted that a shlomim's called a shlomim. Maybe a shlomim's really called a zevach shlomim. And that's what the Torah is saying. If his carbon is a zevach shlomim, not a drosha, the word zevach is extra to teach me that the zvicha has to be l'shem shlomim. Maybe the name of the carbon is zevach shlomim. The Gemara says that can't be. It's midach zevach makriv Damashlomim. Hazarikis Damashlomim likes of Zevach. There's other times in the Torah where the Torah mentions the word Shlomim, and here it doesn't say Zevach Shlomim. Vahokiv Zevach. And here it does say Zevach Shmami. No, it must be Shetei Zvichel Hashem Shlomim, that the name of the carbon is Shlomim, not Zevach Shlomim. So why then does it say over here Vim Zevach Shlomim Karbonai? Obviously, it's coming to teach me a halacha. What's the halacha that the Zvicha, the Shchita, has to be L'shem Shlomim? Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Zvicha, Shara Avoy Desminal. Okay, so we have a Makar that Shchita has to be L'shma. L'shem, the carbon that's being bought. By the way, that's what we refer to as Shinui Kodesh. The Zvicha has to be L'shem, the Zevach. L'shem, the carbon that's being bought. If it's a Shlomim, it has to be L'shem Shlomim. But all you have a Makar is Zevach Shlomim. All you see is the Zvicha. How about the Kabbalah? How about the Ilocha? How about the Zvicha? So perhaps you're going to tell me, what's the Shaila? Once I know that the Shchita has to be L'shma, why wouldn't I just learn the other Avodos Hadam from Shchita? Why would you think Shchita should be any different? And by the way, the Gemara is going to say later, a very important Gemara, something that we have to become familiar with, and that is that Shchita lav Avodah. So even though Shchita is referred to as one of the Dalet Avodos Hadam, when we say that, we're using the word Avodah loosely. Because really, Shchita is the one Avodah, quote unquote, that was Ksher Bazar, perhaps the Sakin that was used when the Shechita was done, didn't have to be a klisharis. There's an idea that Shechita is ksheir bazar. So you can almost argue if the Shechita had to be done l'shma, then certainly the Kabbalah, the Ilocha, and Zrika, which are much more avoidos, certainly they should have to be l'shma. But the Gemara says, I can tell you, you find a chumra in kachim that Shechita has over other avoidos. And that is, when the Karban Pesach was brought, if the person doing the shechita of the Karban Pesach would have in mind a machshava that the one that will eat from the Karban Pesach is someone that's not ra'oi to eat from the Karban Pesach, whoever that person may be. The halacha is, it would disqualify the Karban. That's only true if he had that machshava b'shas shechita. But if it had that machshava b'shas kabbalah, b'shas halacha, b'shas zrika, it wouldn't passel the Karban. So you see already that shechita has a chumra when it comes to machshava is ha'poislois, in that a machshava sh'loi l'shem oichlem b'pesach passels, but only by shechita, not b'shar avoidus. So you can't learn, therefore, Kabbalah Hilocha from Zricha Shchita Elam Akra. The pasuk says, "Amakriv is Dama Shlomim." And Chazal Darshan, the word makriv means Shitehe Kabbalah L'Shem Shlomim. Even though in Yeshiva you probably taiched Hamakriv to bring. To denantin it. I think that's what it was in Yiddish. But either way, hamakriv means to bring it. That's not what Kabbalah means. Kabbalah means to receive it. Stating that Chazal Darshan that the word hamakriv means Kabbalah. And we learn from there, Shetei Kabbalah L'shem Shlop, says the Gemara. So I have a makar for Kabbalah. The licht of Rachmana be Kabbalah v'leil of Shechita mina. So fake the Gemara. Once I have a makar for Kabbalah, why do I need a makar for Shechita? If hamakriv es tamash shlomim, something there is miyutar. Something's extra to teach me that the Kabbalah has to be l'shem shlomim. So now, why do I need them zevach shlomim karboni to tell me that the zvicha has to be l'shem shlomim? Says the Gemara, mishum de'ikav mifrach, because you can argue malik Kabbalah shekem psula bizar v'isha. Because Kabbalah is possible bizarre, an isha is possible to do Kabbalah, as we said before. Kabbalah hilacha zrika, those are more real avoidus in the sense that you had to be a kohen to do it. Shechita's ksheir bazar. So just because you see that Kabbalah, there's a din that it has to be l'shma, and a machsheves shaloi l'shma creates issues, it doesn't necessarily mean shechita. Because you're going to argue, yeah, Kabbalah is an avoida. Doesn't necessarily mean shechita. So you can't learn Kabbalah from shechita. Why not? Because Shechita has a chumrah. You find there's a machshava of Shalei L'Shem Moichel in the Pesach that creates issues if you had it b'shah Shechita, not b'shah Shas Avodas. You can't learn Shechita from Kabbalah, because Kabbalah, psula bazar, psula v'isha. So it's for that reason you need a makar for Shechita, and you need a makar for Kabbalah. But the Gemara says, Ashechon Shechita v'Kabbalah Zrikim Inol. Okay, so you know Shechita, v'en zevach shlomim karbonoi, and you know Kabbalah, ha'makriv es tamash shlomim. And about Zrika v'chita, of Nelot Mehani, maybe you learn Zrika from Shechita and from Kabbalah. But the Gemara says, Malahani shekein tunois tzofoin, v'yeshna b'chatois ha'pnimo. Shechita and Kabbalah both have two chumras in common that Zrika doesn't have. Number one, the Shechita and the Kabbalah had to be on the tzofen part of the Azara. Zrika was done wherever the Mizbeach was. So there's no din tzofen when it comes to Zrika. Number two, Shechita and Kabbalah applied by the avoidos that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin and the avoidos that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Whereas Zrika was only done on the Mizbech HaChitzon. There was no Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi. You can ask me, it's not true. Of course there was the Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi. But the Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi was a different type of Zrika than the Zrika on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So the Zrika that was on the Mizbech HaChitzon wasn't on the Mizbech HaPnimi. And the Zrika that was on the Mizbech HaPnimi wasn't on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So let's talk about the Zrika that was done on the Mizbech HaChitzon. It doesn't have a kiyum on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Additionally, there's no din tzafen. The bottom line is, Shechita v'Kabbalah have a din tzafen. Zrika doesn't have a din tzafen. Shechita v'Kabbalah are the same Shechita v'Kabbalah, both on the Mizbech HaChitzon and on the Mizbech HaPnimi, whereas Zrika is either the Zrika that was done in the Mizbech HaChitzon or the Hazah, the Zrika that was done in the Mizbech HaPnimi. Bottom line is, you have Chumras that Shechita v'Kabbalah have that Zrika doesn't have. It's for that reason, you can't learn Zrika from Shechita v'Kabbalah. So we have a Makar Shechita l'shma. We have a Kabbalah that Kabbalah has to be l'shma. What's the Makar that Zrika has to be l'shma? Ella, Makar, another Pasuk, Azorik is Dama Shlomim. There's something extra in that Pasuk as well. And we learn from there, Shetei Zrika l'shem Shlom. Freik to Gemara, v'lichta rachmona v'zrika v'leil l'fina. Now that I have a Makar by Zrika, why can't we go backwards? Why do I need Shechita and Kabbalah? Why don't I learn it from Zrika? You'll tell me, Madach Zrika that doesn't have tzofen. It's less of Bechatas Apanimi. Still there's a Din l'shma, so certainly Shechita and Kabbalah should have a Din l'shma as well. Says the Gemara, Bishum, the Ikel Mifrach, Mala Zrika, Shekin Chai Vale Azar Misa. Because Zrika has a Chumra that Shechita and Kabbalah don't have. It's true, Shechita and Kabbalah have two Chumras that Zrika doesn't have, but it goes both ways. Zrika has a Chumra that Shechita and Kabbalah don't have. And that is, a Zar can't do Kabbalah, a Zar can't do Zrika. But when a Zar does Zrika, he's Chayav Misa. If a Zar would do Kabbalah, he wouldn't be Chayav Misa. So Shechita is Ksheira Bazar. Kabbalah is psula bizarre, but he's not chayav misa. Zrika has a chumra over shechita and Kabbalah because by Zrika, number one, psula bizarre, and number two, azar is going to be chayav misa. So you see a chumra in Zrika over shechita and Kabbalah. You can't learn halachas and kachim by shechita and Kabbalah from Zrika because I could always tell you maybe Zrika this is din l'shma because azar is chayav misa. You find that chumra either way. That's why I need a makar for shechita. I need a makar for Kabbalah, and I need a makar for Zrika. So what's missing? Haylacha, says the Gemara. So that, Ashkechan Kulu, Haylacha Minalon. So I have Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika. What's the Makar to Haylacha? Chit, Heben, Neilof, Mikulu. Maybe you'll tell me, let me learn Haylacha from Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika. And I'm going to learn it from Tzad Hashav. Malo Kulu, says the Gemara, you can't. Shekin, Avoyde, Sheyav, Shalava. Because Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika, what they all have in common is they're inevitable. You have to do Shechita. There's no such thing as bringing a carbon without Shechita. There's no such thing as bringing a carbon without Kabbalah and Zrika. But you could bring a carbon without Haylacha. Halacha was something that if you needed to do it, you did it. If not, not. What's halacha by definition? After the Kohen took the dam in the Kli Sharis, he walked it to the Mizbeach and he did his Zrika on the Mizbeach. What if it wasn't necessary to walk it to the Mizbeach? What if the Shechita was done liyad ha-Mizbeach? So there's no halacha necessary. If there's no halacha necessary, you don't have to do the halacha. So it comes out, halacha is an avoida, true, but it's an avoida she'ef shalevatla. So it's for that reason you can't learn halacha from the other avoidas. So what's the makar for halacha? Ela makra, it's learned that from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, v'hikrav ha'koil ha'mizbecha. The pasuk says that after the shechita kabbalah, halacha and zrika, the koil would take the emurim. Those were the fats and the parts of the carbon that would go on the Mizbeach, also known as the Haktara, and he would bring it to the Mizbeach. The Hikrev es HaKol HaMizbeach. He would carry it to the Mizbeach. Amamar, Zu HaLeches Eivorim LeKefesh. That the Hikrev es HaKol HaMizbeach is the mitzvah, the avoida of Haylocha. Haylochas Eivorim to the ramp of the Mizbeach. V'tanya, there's another braisa that says, V'hikrivu, that with regards to the dam of the Mizbeach, V'shochat es ben abokal lefnei Hashem, V'hikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kehanim es ado. And Chazal said, what does v'hikrivu mean? Zu kabbalas dam. It means not the haylocha, but rather the kabbalah of the dam, like we had on top of the yomit. Meaning, you have the word v'hikriv and the word v'hikrivu in two different places in the laws of the Avoid and the Beis HaMikdash, and they mean two different things. The Hikrav HaKoyl HaMizbecha means the Haylocha of the Eivorim to the Mizbech. That's after you did the Zrika already. We're coming to do the Haktara. The Torah says, the Hikrav HaKoyl HaMizbecha. And you have the Pasuk, the Hikrivu B'nei Aharon HaKeyanim HaSadah. Same word, same Shoresh. And that, the Hikrivu, means Kabbalah. That means the Torah used the same word to describe Kabbalah and to describe Haylach. Says the Gemara, Va'apik rachmanu, b'loshen Haylacha. You know why the Torah did that? L'meimra da Haylacha, le'tafka michal Kabbalah. To teach me a very important Halacha. And that is, whenever you see a Halacha regarding Kabbalah, you should know it applies to Haylacha as well. So the Torah, the Krivu, is saying Kabbalah. But the Torah is borrowing a word. It's borrowing a word from Haylacha. So why would the Torah refer to Kabbalah as Hilacha, if really what the Torah wants to say is Kabbalah, to teach me that Kabbalah and Hilacha are bound by the hip. They're connected somehow. So if you have Hilacha by Kabbalah, it applies to Hilacha. If Kabbalah has to be Lishma, HaMakriv is Tamashlamim, so the Melo Hilacha is going to have to be Lishma as well. Either way, we found a Makar for Shita, we found a Makar for Kabbalah, we found a Makar for Hilacha, we found a Makar for Zrika. Incidentally, and we're going to see this at the very end of the daf, but all four Makairis were in the carbon of shlomim. So we found that a carbon shlomim has to be brought l'shem shlomim. Whether it's the shchita, the kabbalah, hailacha, and zrika. All carbon shlomim. Additionally, all shinui kodesh. The only din lishma that we proved so far is that if you're bringing a shlomim, without trachtin shlomim. You can't think oila when you're bringing a shlomim. So it says, the gemara v'ashkech shinui kodesh, shinui v'ayilim and all. So we just found the makarta that halacha shinui kodesh. What's the makarta shinui v'ayilim? How do you know l'shem zayveach? How do you know that the kohen has to have in mind the bal hakarba? And if he brings a shlomim even, for Ruvein, he can't have a mind that he's bringing it for Shimon. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Pinchas Breid, Rav Ami Omar Krok. It's learned out from a shlomim, but a very unique type of shlomim. Carbon toida. So the carbon toida, our bot srikhan lahoida is v'choil ha-chayim yeducha sela. The Machaber says chayim is rosh ha-tevis, choila, yoytzimi beis asurim. The four people that have to give shvach v'edot ha-kodesh baruch hu. So today, chayim lahoidas means right? You go up and you make a birchas hagoyimel. But once upon a time, what did chayiv lahoidus mean? It meant you had to bring a carbon tithe. So the carbon tithe was a carbon, but really it was a subcategory. It was a sif katan within the carbon of shlamim. So a carbon tithe was a type of shlamim. So the pasuk says, "Upsar zevach toidas shlamim." Now again, it has that same word. Zevach, the word that we began the Amid with. So we learn from there, Zevach, Toida Shlama, Shetehei Zvicha L'Shem Toida. That when you're bringing a carbon Toida, the Zvicha, the Shechita, has to be L'Shem Shlamim. Now says the Gemara, that is another drasha telling me that Shechita has to be L'Shem, the carbon that you're bringing, which is Shini Kodesh. But Amen, Oyinu L'Shini Kodesh, I don't need another drasha for Shini Kodesh. Why not? The Naftalam Yasan. Because we already had him a carbon, Zevach Shlamim Karbon. He said, Tanei Winyin L'Shinim Bahilim. So it comes out, it's extra, so we can pull in an and tell me that even though the Pashup Shad in the Drasha is Shinu Kodesh, I don't need it for Shinu Kodesh, what it's coming to teach me is Shinu Bayim. Afraid to come up, the Asa is this Pasuk Ubsar Zevach Toyda Shlavim extra to teach me this halacha of Shinu Bayim. Hami Bayil Lechatanya, I need it for the following price. Ubsar Zevach Toyda Shlavim, Abachanu Noimim Shum Rabbeliaz, Abachanu Sendin Rabbeliaz, Balulamit. The price is coming to teach me, or the Pasuk is coming to teach me, Toyda Sheshachton Lashem Shlavim Ksheira, Shlavim Sheshachton Lashem Toyda Psula. If a Koyim, while he was bringing a carbon toida, so he had in mind not toida, he had in mind shlomim. It's kosher. Why? Because it says toida shlomim. Like we said, a toida is a type of shlomim. So if you had in mind shlomim, so it's okay. But if when you brought a shlomim, you had in mind toida, that's not okay, because a shlomim is not a type of toida. A toida is a type of shlomim. But the bottom line is, we learn it from this pasuk. Ma hefesh bein zeh lezeh. Toida kruya shlomim, vein shlomim kruyim toida. So how could you tell me upsar zevach toida shlomim is extra to teach me to shetehei zvicha l'shem toida? It's not extra at all. I needed to know this halacha. It's a very important halacha in the laws of lishma, that a toida l'shem shlomim is kosher, because a toida is a type of shlomim, but a shlomim l'shem toida is pasuk, because a shlomim is not a type of toida. Says the Gemara, nami zevach kamrinan. I know toidas shlomim, the Torah wrote for a reason, to teach me a halacha, that Toida l'shem shlomim is kosher, shlomim l'shem toida is pasul. The drasha is from the word zevach, upsar zevach toida shlomim, shetehei zvicha l'shem toida, just like the drasha we had in the beginning, vim zevach shlomim karbonai, al kapana, we learn it from the word zevach. But the Gemara says, v'akati mi boiler, there's actually something else that's learned from the word zevach, chatas v'asha minayin. We know the halacha is that Basar Kachim had an expiration date. I mean, you can only eat it for a certain amount of time. How much time? Kachi Kadashim, a day and a night. Kachim Kalim, 2 days and a night. The one exception to the rule is the Toida. The Toida was Kachim Kalim. It's a Shlomim. A Shlomim is Kachim Kalim. And the carbon Toida was eaten only for a day and a night. It's Yadua, the far from the Netziv. The Netziv said, why would the carbon Toida be different? Because the carbon toida was all about giving shvach v'edot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tziv said the Torah wanted you to have a very small amount of time to eat it. Like this, you'd be forced to make a big party. You'd have to invite people. There'd be persumei nisa, because you can't let it sit out to, we can't have leftovers. Leftovers is called nisar in kachem. So leftovers isn't an option. So as a result, you would have no choice but to throw a big party, and like this, you'd be able to give the proper hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the toida, even though it's a carbon shlomim, usually have 2 days to eat.
a carbon shlamim, this carbon shlamim, the carbon toida, being that it's all about shvach v'yidoy, you can have two days. But the point is that a carbon toida is treated like kachi gadashim. Ironically, how do you know that a chatos and an ashim, which are kachi gadashim, a nechal yoyim v'layla, it's learned out from the carbon toida. This drasha right here, chatos v'ashim inayin, how do you know the chatos v'ashim were eaten yoyim v'layla? Tamud loyim ha-zevach. The word zevach is extra in the parasha of carbon toida. And from there we learn that not only was the toida eaten liyoyim v'layla, but the chatos v'ashim we eaten liyoyim v'layla as well. What's the bottom line? The word zevach is not extra. If it's not extra, I don't need it. I don't have it now to teach me the halacha of lishma by shini kodesh, so that I could say imenu inyan l'shini kodesh neyu inyan l'shini b'aylam. But the Gemara says no, you can learn it as well. Because im kein nichtev krou b'sar toida shlama zevach. The Torah could have written the word zevach and taught me chatos v'ashim, but wrote the word zevach after toida shlamav. So it could have said upsar toida shlamav zevach. My zevach. Why does it say upsar zevach toida shlamav? So from the word zevach, I know the rabbi's chatas vashem. From the placement of the word zevach in the beginning of the pasuk and not at the end of the pasuk, shema minotarti. I learned the second halacha. What's the second halacha? That the shechita has to be l'shem toida. Im einoy inyan that the shechita should have to be l'shem toida, because I already know that a korban always has to be l'shem the zevach that's being brought. Tneyo inyan l'shem bal, the shinui balim that the koyan has to have in mind the bala korban, and if he has in mind the wrong bala korban, that will create issues with the korban. Ashkechon zvicho shara voidos minolon. So we just found him a car to shinui balim, but by zvicho, by shechit. How do you know the shara voidos shechit him nelof mizvicho? So you're going to tell me, let's learn it from zvicho. Malas zvicho shekim poisul l'shem boichlim bepesach. We already went through this on the top of the omid. You can't learn shara voidos from zvicho, because even though zvicho, as you can argue, the biggest kula of them all, shechit alav avoidi. But at the same time, you find the chumra when it comes to machshavas apoisulos le'inyan shechita. Shechitas korban pesach shaloi l'shem boichlov is a problem. Shloim l'shem boichlov and one of the other avoidas is not a problem. So the Gemara nemar zvicha b'tshina kodesh v'nemar zvicha b'tshina b'ayim. This is not so hard. Ma zvicha mura b'tshina kodesh lechi lakta ben zvicha l'shar avoidas af zvicha mura b'tshina b'ayim lo iti chalik ben zvicha l'shar avoidas. We found the idea of lishma by shina kodesh by all dalet avoidas. We had psukim for everything. We found it for shechita, kabbalah, haylacha, and zvicha. We just found the idea of lishma by shinui b'ayim by zvicha. So it says the Gemara, doesn't it make sense to say that just like by Shini Kodesh there's no chilik between Shechita and Shara Avodas, so too by Shini Bailim there should be no chilik between Shechita and Shara Avodas? So Enoch Hanavi, I only have a makar Shini Bailim for Shechita, but L'chura Tainas the Gemara, what should be the difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim? So if Shini Kodesh relates to all Dalet Avodas, shouldn't Shinui Bailim relate to all Dalet Avodas as well? Says the Gemara, that would be true if Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are the same. But Ikala Mifrich, I'm going to find you, says the Gemara, four Mekairis, four Rayas that Shinui Kodesh is more common than Shinui Bailim. And if that's the case, your whole Mamatzino gets knocked out. Because you could say, yeah, Shinui Kodesh, which is really Chomer, these four Chomers that the Gemara is about to mention, they're all Dalet Avodas have to be Lishma. As opposed to Shinui Bailim, which isn't so Chomer, maybe there's no halacha that all Dalet Avodas have to be Lishma. Maybe only the Shechita has to be Lishma. So what are these four Chomers? Number one, Mala Shinui Kodesh, Shekein, Psula Begufa. Shinui Kodesh relates to the Gufa Korban. Oilo l'shem oilo, not oilo l'shem shlomim. You're danning the Heftza of the Korban. As opposed to Shinui Bailim, you're not danning the gufa carbon, but rather the bala carbon, who the carbon is being brought for. So being that Shini Kodesh rears on the cheftza of the carbon, that's a chumrah. Additionally, v'yeshne ba'arba avoidas. Although it's true that a koyin that has a machshava of Shinui Bailin, it could create issues with the carbon, it's kosher, by Pesach and Chatas, it actually passes the carbon. But the only time a machshava of Shinui Bailim passes the carbon, and this is very important, is if Bishas the Shechita, for example, the Kohen had in mind that he's going to do this Zrika for somebody else. But if the Kohen just has in mind Bishas Shechita, that he's doing the Shechita for the wrong Bailim, that's not a problem. It has to be Bishas the Shechita, he has in mind that he's going to do this Zrika. Because at the end of the day, the Zrika is what creates the Kapara. That's where the Shinui Bailim plays out. So it has to be shechita al menas to do the zrika for somebody else. By Shini Kodesh, there's no such halacha. Shini Kodesh, shechita, oilo l'shem shlomim, is in and of itself an issue. It doesn't have to be b'shas shechita, you have in mind that you're going to do the zrika l'shem. No, shechita is a baldover for itself. as opposed to Shina Bailam, and has to be Shechita to do this Rika for the wrong thing. So that's the second Chumrah. Additionally, V'yeshnoi La'achamisa. If somebody's Mafresh a carbon and he dies, so we're going to see those sugyas in the next few dafin, but if someone's Mafresh a carbon and he dies, so the carbon was still brought. If the carbon was brought, there's still a halacha of Shinui Kodesh. So let's say someone was Mafresh a Noila, now he dies, the Yerushim would bring the carbon oila. And the Kohen had to have in mind, while he's bringing the carbon oila, that he's bringing the carbon oil. But Shinui Bailam Tain, as the Gemara, doesn't make sense after the Bailam dies, because the Bailam's not alive anymore. So there's a din to bring the carbon. Okay. But in terms of, from a Shinui Bailam perspective, he's not alive. So L'chur, there's no Shinui Bailam, L'chamisa. And finally, V'yeshnei B'tzibur K'v'yachin. Say Yishmak. Shinui Kodesh, you have by a carbon yachin, and you have it by a carbon tzibur too. When the carbon tamid was brought twice a day, in the morning and day no arbayim, the oilas ha-tamid, you had to have in mind the oilas ha-shem oila. But is there a concept of Shinui Bailam when it comes to the carbon tzibur? No, everyone's the Bailam. So how could you have Shinui Bailam when it comes to the carbon tzibur? So you have four chumras that Shinui Kodesh has over Shinui Bailam. Number one, Shinui Kodesh seems to affect the gufa carbon. Number two, Shinui Kodesh, you don't have to have in mind shchita to do the zrika for the wrong thing. No, shchita with the wrong kabban in and of itself is a problem. Shinui Kodesh, you have lachamisa. And Shinui Kodesh, you have even by a carbon tzibur. In contrast, the Shinui Bailam, being that you find that Shinui Kodesh is more chumra than Shinui Bailam, Mechatesi learned Shinui Bailam from Shinui Kodesh. So it's true, by Shinui Kodesh, like Chilakta, there's no chumra between Shchilak about the Allah. All for Rabbi just have to be Lashmat, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Shinui Bailam is going to be the same way. Says the Gemara, now we just came all Geshmak. We have four chumras that Shinui Kodesh has over Shinui Bailam. Ah, forgot the Tarti Lav Dafka, says the Gemara, even though I know two of them are, yeah, you just started learning Kachin, sounds good, no. But even though two are Lav Dafka, but at the same time, Tarti Mia Dafka, two of them are dafka. Which are lav dafka? The first one. Mash noy shani bailam lehav psul begufay. The Gemara is arguing that Shinui Kodesh is a psul beguf. Why is it a psul beguf? Because it rears on the guf. Oilo l'shem oilo, not oilo l'shem shlomim. But the truth is, let's be honest, says the Gemara, machshava ba'alma. All it is a machshava. Nothing happens to the guf ha-karbin when you have a machshava Shaloi l'shmav Shinui Kodesh any more so than what happens to the karbin when you have a machshava shaloi l'shmav Shinui bailam. In the machshava, one you're thinking about the gufa carbon, one you're thinking about the bala carbon. But at the end of the day, it's a machshava ba'almo. No, Shinui Kodesh nami machshava ba'almo. They're both machshavas. I don't think that should be a svara, says the Gemara. Elakim in the achshava pasach and abikim in the achshava pasach. That's the first one, that l'chura tainas the Gemara is lav dafka. And the second one is we mentioned that Shinui Kodesh you have lacham misa, as opposed to Shinui Bailam, you don't have lacham misa. Why can't you have Shinui Bailam lacham misa? Because the Bible's not alive anymore. There's technically no bala carbon that you can say, oh, I did it l'shem the wrong bala carbon. That's all true according to most shitas and shas. Obel Rav Pinchas b'rei de Rav Mori domar. Yei Shinui Bailam l'acham Misa. But there is a shita of Rav Pinchas b'rei de Rav Mori who said there is a concept of Shinui Bailam l'acham Misa. How so? Because Rav Pinchas b'rei de Rav Mori held that when a person dies and his yarish bring the carbon, you know what the bala carbon is? The yarish. So what if the Kayin doesn't have in mind the yarish, he has in mind somebody else, so now already you have a Shinui Bailam. So it is possible to have Shinui Bailam Lachamisa. So two of the four chumras are Lav Dafka, but at the same time, Tarti Mio Iko L'Mifrach. But the other two are good ones. What were the other two? Number one, Shinui Kodesh, you don't need Shechita to do the Zrika, the Shinui Kodesh. Shechita with the Shinui Kodesh is a problem, as opposed to Shinui Bailam. And number two, Shinui Kodesh, you have the Karbin Yachid and the Karbin Tzibur. As opposed to Shinui Bailam, being that the whole Tzibur is the Bailam, so you don't have Shinui Bailam when it comes to a carbon Tzibur. Either way, so why did we bring in this whole Arichas? Because we're trying to find the Makar to Shinui Bailam v'shar avodas. We found the Makar for Shinui Bailam by Shchita. What was the Makar? V'mzevach toidos shlomav. But we only have a makar for shechita. We don't have a makar to the shara vaydas. The Gemara thought maybe he learned Shinui Bailam from Shinui Kodesh. We just resolved that. So we need a makar now for the other three avaydas adam. Shinui Bailam. Oh, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Kratz, learned that from the following pasuk. V'nirtzaloi lechaper olav. This is a pasuk not by the carbon shlomim, but rather by the carbon oila. Olav v'loy al chaveroi. So you learn from there. Allah, the Kohen has to be thinking Allah, he has to be thinking about the person bringing the carbon. But the Gemara says, is the word Allah extra to teach me the halacha of Lishma? For the following brayse, we all know the halacha. is a neder. Ha'omer harezu, it's in a davar. Why do we all know it? It's a mission in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah from all places. It's in the Ein Beins. It's the Ein Bein neder in a davar. Neder is ha'omer harei olai. Nedava is harezu. What's the difference in halacha? If you say harei olai, you're being mekabel achrayis to bring an oila. So what happens if you mafresh an animal for the oila and then something happens to the animal? Be mafresh another one. If you say harezu, you would never mekabel achrayis. You just said this. But there's no Kabbalah Sakharis. If something happens to this, this isn't here anymore. So there's no this to be makra. You don't have to worry about it. How do we know that? Rav Shimon said it's learned that from this pasuk. V'nirtzolei lechaper olav. If it was olav, if you took it upon yourself, then you chayev ba'achrayis. If it wasn't olav, if you just said arezu, not. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak baravdimi, Rabbi Yitzchak baravdimi explained Rav Shimon a little bit, my time, akivin ha'amar olai, when you say the word olai, that's olav, commanded ton le'akas ve'idom, it's like you're carrying it on your shoulders. You took it upon yourself. But the bottom line is, I know that from where? From the word olav. So olav needs to teach me the halacha that hare olai is chayev b'achrayis. That Mishnah and Masechtas Megillah. I don't have olav to teach me that zrika has to be with a shinui b'ayilim. Rashi says, the Gemara said, mi v'nirtzolei l'chaper kamar. You're right. It's not from the word olav in that pasuk. It's from the word loy. There's two words in the pasuk that teach me drashas. V'nirtzolei l'chaper olav. V'nirtzolei l'chaper olav. Working backwards. Olav, the end of the pasuk, teaches me hare olai. The Ichai Bachrais. The Loi, the Nirtz Loi, teaches me the halacha of Shinui Bailam. So, what do we have now? We have the halacha of Shinui Bailam by two avoidas. We have it by Shchita, Vim Zevach Toida Shlomov, and we have it by Zrika, the Nirtz Loi. So, Zok, the Gemara Ashkhan Zvika Zrika, Kabbalah Minolon. How do I know Kabbalah? The Chitim and Leila from Zrik, Zvika, the Zrika. Maybe learn Kabbalah from Zvika and Zrika. So, we never had this. In Shinui Kodesh, it never played out this way. But says the Gemara, maybe we should learn Kabbalah from Zvicha and Zrika with a classic Mahatzad, says the Gemara. Mal is Zvicha v'Zrika shekein avoda shechayam and levach. Zvicha and Zrika have a chumrah that both of them, if somebody would do those avodas bachutz, he would be chayv misa. So we're familiar with the halach, it's a parsha, in parshas Achrimos, the Torah says that you're not allowed to shech the korban bachutz. You're not allowed to be makter or korban bachutz either. It's a whole perik in the end of the Masech, the perik Hashoychet Vamayla, it's one of the more lomdisha Prokim in Seder Kachim, and the Gemara over there learns that it's not only Shechita and Akhtar, but there's other avodas as well. One of them is Rika. So if somebody shechts a korban bachutz, you have the parish of Shechutei Chutz, it's Chayv Kars. If somebody does Rika bachutz, you're also going to be Chayv Kars. If somebody does Kabbalah bachutz, there's no such halacha. So you see that Shechita and Zrika have a chumrah over Kabbalah. Shechita and Zrika, you have the din of Chutz, as opposed to Kabbalah, where you don't have the din of Chutz. I can't learn Kabbalah from Shechita. So because I find the makar that Shechita and Zrika, the halacha is, that you need to have a din of Shema, doesn't necessarily mean Kabbalah. Elam Ravashi, Asim Eil Nos, I learned from somewhere else. I learned it from the Ayil that the Nazir used to bring. The pasuk says, "Veso ayol yaseh zevach shlomos." So we know the Nazir, but shlomos nizirusa, he had to bring three karbonos. He had to bring a chatas, an oila, and he had to bring a shlom. The shlomim that he brought was an ayol. The pasuk says, "Veso ayol yaseh shlomim." The word yaseh teaches me shetei asiyosoi l'shem shlom. That the asiyah of the shlomim that the Nazir brought had to be l'shem shlomim, which we know as Shinui Kodesh. But in Einoi Inyan, L'Shinui Kodesh, the Nafka Lemihas, I have my curse for that already, Tenei Inyan, L'Shinui Bailam. And here, it doesn't say Shechita, it doesn't say Zrika, what does it say? Shetei Asiyosoi. Asiya is a Loshan HaKoilelis. It sounds like it's all inclusive. Everybody's invited. Everybody's included in it. As a result, I can learn from there that Kabbalah has to be l'shma for Shinui Bailam. Oh, Malei Rav Acha Bar Abba L'Rava, Rav Acha Bar Abba Es Rava, Ema Yasa Klal, Zevach Prat L'chura. If we're going to darshan this pasuk, shouldn't we darshan it as follows? V'sha'ayol Yasa Zevach. Yasa is a klal. Yasa, we said, means everything. Zevach, we said, twice in this sugya means zricha. It means shchita. So why don't we say that yas is a klal, zevach is a prat, klal uprat, ein b'chal ela mashem uprat. So why don't we say zvicha in midi achrini loy? L'chura, I don't know if you can learn anything more than shchita from this pasuk. Not sure what we're going to do with the limud, because we have limudim already for shchita. But the point is, I don't know if you can learn more than shchita, because isn't it a classic klal uprat? Yas is a klal, and zvicha is a prat. So the Gemara says, iksiv yas is shlomim zevach kudam. Had it said yas shlomim and then zevach, then you'd be right. But hash, to the ksiv yas is zevach shlomim. Being that it says Yasa
zevach, and then shlomim. Havale klal she'enoi mole. What you have is a klal that's incomplete. The whole klal she'enoi mole ain't done a noise of a klal uprat. It's true, there's an idea of a klal uprat, but the klal has to be mole. If the klal is not mole, then not. Meaning, what would be the klal mole? Yasa shlomim. Do what? Do the shlomim. That would be the klal. Zevach would be the prat. So the Torah said Yasa Shlomim Klal, and then mentioned Zevach. So you'd say I have a Klal. The Klal is Yasa Shlomim. Then I have a prat Zevach. But if the Torah says Yasa Zevach and then Shlomim, the Torah never completed the Klal because the Klal is Yasa Shlomim. I don't know what you're doing. If you, I don't know what you're doing yet, that means the Klal isn't complete. So the Torah gave me a half a Klal and then a prat. In order to have a Klal or prat, you have to have a complete Klal. And then the prat. Being that this is an incomplete klal, you don't have a klal uprat. So it's not a klal uprat. It's not a klal uprat. Ravina says, lo'ilam don. Could be really a klal she'enei mole is a klal uprat. If that's the case, you have a kasha. How could you learn sharasiyos from this pasuk? L'chura, isn't it a klal uprat? So the Gemara says, u'lahashem chazav akilo. It says, lahashem, at the end of the pasuk, the Hashem is a second klal. So what do you therefore have? You have a klal uprat u'klal. Oh, if you have a klal upratu klal, now I could be mar b'sharavit. Somebody rachamid if the ravino. Follow idomi klal kamel klal basra. L'chura, aren't the two klals in this klal upratu klal not similar? Klal kamel said asiyos. Mar b'asiyos v'suloy. Asiyos is mashma avoidos. What's the avoidos? Avoidos adam. Shchita kabol eloch ezriko. Klal basra says l'ashem. That's even more inclusive than Yasa. Kol Hashem, v'afilu shvich hashirayim v'aktor hasimurim. The bottom line is, the two klalos are not the same. The first klal is mashma avoidus, avoidus adam. The second klal is mashma anything that was done related to a carbon, even the shiare mitzvah, such as the aktor hasimurim and the shvich hashirayim. The bottom line is, I can't darshan a klal prat to klal that way. Don't the two klals have to be the same? Says the Gemara, no. Hatanav Rabbi Shmuel, but klali uprati darsh kai gavna. Who is the author? Right, who is the Tana of the Braisa of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash? Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So it's Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel himself said that you could darish in the Klal Prat and Klal Ki Ay Gavdo. Klal Prat and Klal. Yeah, Tadan El Kena Prat. Therefore, what you have is a Klal Prat and Klal. Ma'am, Mufurish Avodah Bin Lishma. Just like the Prat is Mufurish said, it's an Avoid, then it has to be Lishma. Afkal Avodah Bin Lishma. So too, anytime you have an Avodah, it has to be Lishma. So I know it from where? Sharavoidis. I know it from this pasuk. It says, so ayol yasa zevach shlomim. And then it says, Lashem. Yasa is a klal. Zevach is a prat. Lashem is another klal. Klal, pratu, klal. So I say that just like there's a halacha of lishma by zvicha. So to anything that's similar to zvicha. What's similar to zvicha? All the avoidis. That's how I'm going to know all the avoidis. Now the truth is this. Klal Pratu Klal is a pasuk that's discussing Shinu Kodesh. We're looking for a makar for Shinu Bailam, but in Eino Inyan, the Shinu Kodesh, Tenei Inyan, the Shinu Bailam. But the Gemara says, is it so pashit? Even with a Klal Pratu, we just established that it's a Klal Pratu Klal. It wasn't easy, but we established that it's a Klal Pratu Klal. But Zolzayin, it's a Klal Pratu Klal. I don't know if you could still be marba from Zvicha or Karbonis, because one of you argue, Ma, Prat Mefurish, Avoidev Chayovan Aleh Bechutz, Av Kol Avoidev Chayovan Aleh Bechutz. What's the Prat? That we're saying ke'en aprat shchita. Okay, shchita is an avoida that yichayv ala b'chutz. The halacha of shchutei chutz. Maybe only avoida is shechayam ala b'chutz. So maybe I could be mar b'zrika. I'll say shchita b'zrika in. But kabbalah v'ilacha, but there's no halacha of chutz. Lo, inami. Or maybe I can go in a different direction. Ma aprat mefurish dover aton sofen v'yeshu b'chatois apnimiyos. The prat of shchita, we said in Amman Aleph, has a chumra, it has to be, but sofen. Sometimes. It has a chumra that it's possible both b'mizbeach achitzain and b'mizbeach apnimi af kolaton sofen v'yeshna b'chatoris apnimiyos. So shchita v'kabbalah in zrika loy. Meaning, how could you learn everything from there? How could I learn kabbalah hilacha and zrika from shchita? Either I should be able to learn everything but zrika, or I should be able to learn only zrika and not kabbalah and hilacha, depending on how I want to spin the kein aprat. Do I want to spin the kein aprat? The prat is something that you chay b'chutz. I'll be mar b'zrika, which you also chay b'chutz, but I can't be mar b'kabbalah ilocha. Or do I want to spin it that the prat is something that has tzof and chatoi saprimi, so I'll be mar b'kabbalah and ilocha that have tzof and kabbalah saprimi, but I won't be mar b'zrika. But how can I be mar b'everything? So the Gemara says two terutzim. Either ikalame mahachi, ikalame mahachi, being that there's two ways to go about this, shkulin hevi avayushneim. So if I have two ways to dash in the klal prat to klal, you know what the rule of thumb is? Do both. I'm not sure of this, I'm not sure of that. Do both. Lishnachrina.
V'chad v'chad teiku. It's the same thing, just in different words. B'milsa iba yisema. Or the second teretz is rikim ad Rav Ashi naf. You're telling me I can learn ke'en aprat be marba zrika, or I can use ke'en aprat to be marba haylach and kabbalah. I don't need to be marba zrika. We had a makar of zrika. The Gemara said right away ashkechon zvicha v'zrika. What was the makar of zrika? The nirtza loy l'chaperol. So I don't need the klal pratikal to be marba zrika. So I don't need it to be marba zrika. So that's the giloy. That what's it probably coming to be marba kabbalah and haylach. Either way, so the Gemara says. So we figured it out. We solved the mystery. We have shinui bailim b'shchita. Kabbalah haylacha and zrika. Shchita kabbalah haylacha. According to one lishna, I learned from the Ayil Nazar. Zrika is learned out from the Nirtzalei l'chaper olav. And in the other lishna in the Gemara, all four shchita kabbalah haylacha zrika. It's all learned from the klal pratum klal that you have in the parasha of Ayil Nazar. So the Gemara says Ashkechan Ayil Nazar shar shlamim minalan. Okay, so we have a makar for Ayil Nazar. One carbon in the world you find shinu bailim is going to be okay. That's the aisle that the Nazar brought. That shlamim. How about other shlamim? Maybe learn it from Ayil Nazar. Why would I think the other shlamim are different than the Ayil Nazar? I'll tell you why. The Ayil Nazar has a chumrah because it wasn't brought in a vacuum. It was brought with other karbanos. So maybe a regular shlamim that wasn't brought with other karbanos doesn't have this halacha. The Gemara came nichtoiv shlamov. My shlamim. It said v'so Ayil yase zevach shlamim. Grammatically, it should have said shlamov. Zayin shlamim. What's shlamim? It's a lashon rabim l'rabbis kol shlamim. So I know all shlamims. I know all shlamims by shini kodesh. Because if you remember on Amud Aleph, all the mekayros v'shinui kodesh were by a carbon shlamim. I know all shlamims by shinui bailim. That's a ayol yase zevach shlamim. So I know that a carbon shlamim has a din of shinui kodesh, and I know that a carbon shlamim has a din of shinui bailim. How do I know shar karbanos? So that already we're going to see tomorrow. But for now, just a little bit of red. So a few ha'aretz. Number one. The Gemara, when it was going through the Mekairis, how I know that there's a Din Lishma by the Avodis. So the Gemara said, I have a Makar for Shechita. Then the Gemara brought a Makar for Kabbalah. Says the Gemara, once I have a Makar for Kabbalah, why do I need a Makar for Shechita? Why don't I learn Shechita from Kabbalah? So the Gemara said, you know why? Because Malik Kabbalah, she came Psula Bizarre. Because Kabbalah has a chumrah that it's possible bizarre, it's possible v'isha. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes says takes out the word v'isha. Malik Kabbalah shekim psula bizarre, but it takes out the word v'isha. And the emes is at first glance it's sarach bir. Why would the Shita Mekubetzes take out the word isha? An isha's ksheira to the shchita. It's a mishnah. An isha cannot do Kabbalah. So the truth is the fact that Kabbalah is psula v'isha and shchita is ksheira v'isha is a chumrah in Kabbalah. Over Shechita. So why is it that the Shita Mekubetzes was Meichik, the word Isha, the word Isha belongs here. It's another Chumrah that you find in Kabbalah over Shechita. Shechita is Ksheir Bizar, Kabbalah is Psula Bizar, Chumrah number one. Shechita is Ksheir B'Isha, Kabbalah is Psula B'Isha, Chumrah number two. So in Shir, the Reshiva, the Rav Yeshua Soloveitchik, said that Pshat in the Shita Mekubetzes is Zeil Pashid, and it's based on a Rambam and Hilchas Bias Mikdash Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. The Rambam over there is bringing the halacha that a Zor is not allowed to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, Zor Sha'avad B'Mikdash Avoidasoi B'Sula. If a Zor does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, with the exception of Shechita, his avoid is possible. V'chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. And he's chayiv Misa. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hazor HaKorev Yumas. I'm skipping. Says the Rambam, Izehu Zor. What's the definition of a Zor? Kol She'enoi Mizera Aharon Hascharim. Anyone that's not Mizera Aharon has Schorin is considered a Zar. In other words, state in the Rambam, Amari de Gazach. If someone is a Bas Koyen, as it relates to Avoida, she has a din of a Zara. Because the definition of Koyen is not the child of a Koyen. It's the male child of a Koyen. Kol She'ena Mizera Aharon has Schorin is a Zar. If that's the case, so it's partial why the Shita Mekubetzes took out the word Isha. Because once you tell me that Kabbalah has a Chumrah, that Kabbalah is psula bizarre. Memela, I know that Kabbalah is psula b'isha. Because an isha is the chazara. There's no bazundere psul isha when it comes to doing the avoida. The reason an isha can't do the avoida is because an isha is a zar. Because the definition of kayin is not, I'm the child of a kayin. It's, I'm the male child of a kayin. And just like if my father's a Yisrael, I'm not a kayin. If I'm a bas kayin, the daughter of a kayin, I'm also not a kayin. Because kol she'enem yizera harin has scharin, is a zar, is not a kayin. So tain is the shita mekubetzes. What do you need the word isha for? It's tach miyutar. It's tach extra. In other words, be'emes yesh lachker. What's the pshat that an isha is possible to do the avoid? Is it because she's a zara? Azevi says mavur in the Rambam and Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perek Tas Aloch Aleph, and Azevi luchuritz mavur in the Shita Megubetzes from the fact that he was meichik the word Yeshua. Maybe there's a new psul isha. The emes is that Yeshua said that it would chap a very big nafkamina, because the Gemara says at the end of the Masechta on Daf Kuf Yud Beis that ish or zar is kosher to do the avoda on a bama. So once upon a time there was a shas heter bama. Sugis of bamas are really in the end of the Masechta. But once upon a time there was a halacha that a person was able to bring a carbon even on a bama. And there were two types of bamas. There was the bama gedayla, that was the equivalent thereof of the Beis HaMikdash when there was no Beis HaMikdash. And then there was a concept of a bama ktana. A bama ktana was every single person was able to have in his own backyard his own bama. The Mishnah says that although a zar we know is not allowed to do the avoda, but on a bama a zar could do the avoda. On a bama's yachid, the little bamas that every individual had, a zar was allowed to do the avoda. What about an isha? Can an isha do the avoda on a bamas yachid, or could an isha not do the avoda on the bamas yachid? Mishlun Melech in the beginning of Hilchas Karban Pesach clears this shaila: is an isha kosher to do the avoda on a bamas yachid or not? So Yeshua said, "Lachayr it should be tali in the shaila." If the reason an isha is possible is because she's a zara, as I've seen before in the Rambam and the Shita Mekubes says, so lachur there's no new psul isha. The psul isha is a psul zar. So if a zar is allowed to do the avoda on a bamas yachid, mechates an isha should be able to do the avoda on a bamas yachid. But if an isha is possible because there's a new psul isha, there's a psul zara, there's a psul isha, like the girsa that we have in our Gemara, malik kabbalah shekein psula, bizar ube isha, it's a separate psul. If that's the case, just because you have a makar that a zar could do the avoda on a bamas yachid, doesn't necessarily mean that an isha could do the makar, the avoda on a bamas yachid. Either way, so they say a full shear on this diuk and on this arichos, whether there's a bezunder psul isha or the psul isha, when it comes to avoda, is the psul zaros. But one of the nice mar mekaymes in shir is the teisefta in the end of karbonis. That's zvachim. The end of zvachim. There's a teisefta that says as follows: Ezehu b'miktana. What was a b'miktana? Let's play it out. So listen to the teisefta. Oysadim b'ma pesach hatzer. A person was able to build a bama in his backyard. Val pesach kinos in his garden. Makriv aleh, and he was able to be makriv. Who? Ubnoi bitoi va'avdei v'shevchasei. Shtei bitoi. Bitoi is tocha isha. So it's mevur l'chur that an isha was allowed to do the avoda on a bama ketana. The isha was allowed to do on a bama ketana. It's mistaber because of this diak in the Rambam, this diak in the Shita Mekubetzes. There's no bazunder of psul isha. The psul isha is a psul zar. So once we find that a zar was able to do the avoda on a bama ketana, so it makes perfect sense that an isha should be able to do the avoda on a bama ketana as well. That's the first order. The second order is, so the Gemara was going through chilukim between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam. And the Gemara said that there's four chumras that Shinu Kodesh has over Shinu Bailam. Two are dafka, two not so dafka. One of the chumras that was dafka that the Gemara brought was Malah Shinu Kodesh Sheyeshnoi Betzibur Kibiyachet. The Shinu Kodesh by a carbon tzibur, just like there is by a carbon yachet, as opposed to Shinu Bailam, you could only have it by a carbon yachet, you can't have it by a carbon tzibur. Why can't you have a shinui bailam by a carbon tzibur? It's back of the envelope arithmetic, because the entire tzibur is the bailam. If the entire tzibur is the bailam, then maybe it's not possible for there to be a shinui bailam when it comes to a carbon tzibur. The Keren Oira asks a gewaldig akasha, and it's gewaldig because it's gewaldig, but also because we just finished learning Masechtas Hayrius. So it's really based on Hayrius 101. So we're very familiar right now with the halachas of the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. And if you remember, there was a three-way machloikis tanot: Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon. How exactly the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur was born? Reb Meir's shita was that there was one Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So if all Yud Beis Shvatim did an Avera B'Shoigig, Alpi Helam Davar, B'Shigig HaSayra, they brought one carbon. Bezdin was the Bala carbon. Bezdin had to pay for it. They brought the one Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. But there were two other shitas in the Mishnah. There was Reb Yehuda's shita, Reb Shimon's shita. Reb Yehuda said that every shevet would bring its own Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Reb Shimon said, you're both right. Every shevet would bring a Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and Bezdin would have to bring a Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur also. But the point is, the Shitas Rabbi, the Shitas Rabbi Shimon of Masechtas Hayrius, that every single shevet would bring a Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So to Keren Oira, l'chayra, have a Hecha Timtza, where you can have a carbon tzibur b'shinu bailam. And that is, the Kohen is bringing the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur for Shevet Yisachar. But he had in mind Shevet Zvulun.
He had in mind the wrong shevet. L'chura the parel and davar shel tzibah is a carbon tzibah. And he had in mind the wrong bailiffs. I have a hechatimtza. According to those tanaim that hold that every shevet would bring its own carbon tzibah. So l'chura, if every shevet would bring its own carbon, so I just found a hechatimtza where I could have a carbon tzibah b'shinu bailiff. Says the keranayra, a chiddush gadol to answer this kasha. V'yesh loymar, d'zeh havi k'moy carbon yachid. That the parhel and davar shel tzibah, that every yach, that every shevet used to bring, according to those tanam that held, that it was brought b'miyuchad by each shevet, those shittas would hold that the parhel and davar shel tzibah wasn't a carbon tzibah. The parhel and davar shel tzibah was actually a carbon yachid. It's carbon yachid, you're right. It's shayach shinu b'aylim. We know this shinu b'aylim a carbon yachid. We're trying to find a makar that is going to be shinu b'aylim a carbon tzibah. The emes is the mechaz chinuch clears the shayla. Mechaz chinuch in mitzvah kuf chav. If you want to look it up, it's an arichos. Klaus de shayla. Yeshlach. According to those shitas, that there wasn't one parhel and davar shel tzibur, but each shevet brought its individual parhel and davar shel tzibur. Was the parhel and davar shel tzibur viewed as a carbon yachid? Now, if you're going to look at it as a carbon yachid, you'd have to look at it as a carbon shutfin. A lot of shutfin. The entire shevet is a shutfin. Okay, that's fine. It could be a very large partnership, but at the end of the day, it's a carbon yachid. Or no. Or maybe you look at it as a carbon tzibur. And because chinuch says, l'chap nafkiminas. Nafkiminas, smicha. Is there a din smicha on the parhel and davar shel tzibur or not? A yachid had to do smicha. By a carbon tzibur, maybe there wasn't a din smicha. Additionally, shira, the Minchas Chinuch discusses. They used to sing when they brought a carbon, but only by a carbon tzibur. There was no shira by a carbon yachid. Ayin sham ba'arichos gedayla. But says the Minchas Chinuch, yesh lachkar. Was it a carbon yachid or was it a carbon tzibur? So the Minchas Chinuch says that it could be its tali in a machloikis, also in the beginning of Masechtas Hayomis. And that is, how did they pay for the parhel and davar shel tzibur? So according to Rameir, Bezdin paid for it. So Bezdin had to figure it out. But according to the shittas that hold, the Klal Yisrael had to pay for the parhel and davar shel tzibur. It was a machlekes in the Gemara. One man, Amar, said they used to use the machzis hashekel. Every yid used to give a machzis hashekel every single year. What we do today is only a zecher. But once upon a time, every yid used to give a machzis hashekel. And what was the purpose of the machzis hashekel? To finance the korbanos tzibur. So they used to use the machzis hashekel. But somebody argues, there's another sheet in the Gemara. And the other sheet in the Gemara is, no, they couldn't use the machzis hashekel the parhel davar shel tzibur. They would make parlor meetings. There was kolechshkins, pashkevillin, campaigns. That's how they raised the money for the parhel davar shel tzibur. Zokta mechaz chinuch, what's the shayla? L'chura, this is the shayla. Did the parhel davar shel tzibur that was brought l'chol shevet v'shevet have a din of a carbon yachid, or did it have a din of a carbon tzibur? If it had a din of a carbon tzibur, they could use the machzis hashekel. Then it's okay. That's what the machzis hashekel is for. It's made for korbanos tzibur. It was used for the korban musafin, the korbanos that were brought on yontif. It was used for the korban tamid that was brought b'boiker ubein arbayim. So it could be used for the parhel and davar shel tzibur as well. But if it's a korban yachid, you can't use the machzis hashekel. So if you can't use the machzis hashekel, how are you gonna pay? So they had to raise money. The oilam was responsible. Every person tried contributing. But the point is to use the machzis hashekel, you can't. But al kapanim, zok the keranoyer, have a raya from this sugya. Zok the keranoyer, v'im toim av yeishloim, it's a small piece. He says, L'chura, the Gemara says, that it's not possible to have Shinu Baila by Carbon Tzibur. Why not the Parhel and Davashal Tzibur? With the Kohen had a mind, the wrong shaved. Vaistois, the Parhel and Davashal Tzibur didn't have a carbon. Yuck! It didn't have a din of a carbon tzibur. That's why this, in and of itself, is not going to be a makar. That's the second ha'ara. The third ha'ara is Kasha from Rab Itzala Ponovich. Sefer Zeicher Yitzchak. It's Yedua that Rab Kiva Eger in Chuvas, in Simon Tess, has a very big chiddush. We know it's machlekes Rambam and Ramban, whether an isha is chayef in tefillah, or whether a woman is not chayef in tefillah. Does a woman have to daven? Does she have an obligation to daven? Or does a woman not have an obligation to daven? It says Rav Kiva Eger that even if an isha, which is the pashtus, has an obligation to daven, but a woman is going to be potter from davening tefillas musaf. Why would tefillas musaf be different? So it says Rav Kiva Eger very pashtus. Because the carbon musaf was a carbon tzibur. How did the yidin pay for the carbonoid tzibur with the machzis hashekel? The Mishnah says in the beginning of Masechet Shkolim that nashim were potter from machzis hashekel. So if a woman is potter from machzis hashekel, then it comes out that she doesn't have a chelek in the carbon musaf. If she did have a chelik in the carbon musaf, then there's no reason for her to be chayiv to daven musaf. Because why do we daven musaf all as a zecher for the carbon musaf that was brought? So if a woman didn't have a chiyuv, or she didn't have a chelik in the carbon musaf, why didn't a woman have a chelik in the carbon musaf?
because the carbon musaf was financed by the machzor shekel, and women were potter from the machzor shekel. So as a result, says Reb Kivega, she's going to be potter from davening. Woman doesn't have to daven musaf. Shachos mincha meir. Musaf, she doesn't have a chiyuv. Why not? Because tefilas musaf is connected to carbon musaf. Carbon musaf was paid for by the machzor shekel. That means whoever had a mitzvah's machzor shekel had a chelik in the carbon musaf. Someone that didn't have a mitzvah's machzor shekel did not have a chelik in the carbon musaf. If a woman who didn't have a mitzvah's machzor shekel didn't have a chelik in the carbon musaf, there's no reason for her to now suddenly have a chiyuv to daven tefilas musaf. So says Rabbi Kiveger, this chiddush that women are going to be potter from davening musaf. Incidentally, some want to take this chiddush even further. They want to say that the halacha is that a katan didn't have to bring machzor shekel. Now, usually a katan means he's not 13 years old or he didn't bring shtei sairis. But the rishonim, the Masechta Shkolim, say, you know what the definition of katan is when it comes to machzor shekel? 20 years old. So anybody that wasn't 20 years old didn't have a chi of machzor shekel. If you take Rabbi Kiveger's logic, his methodology, then l'chura, you can argue that someone that's not 20 years old doesn't have to daven musaf. And that's why people have a chumrah not to let someone that's younger than 20 years old daven for yom, musaf, Shabbos, whatever. You can't daven for yom. Because if you're less than 20 years old, like Reb Kiveger's chiddush, there's mokum to say that maybe you're not going to be chayiv to daven musaf. But the bottom line is, it comes out that women were not balabatim in the carbon tzibur. They weren't balabatim. Why not? Because they didn't bring the machzor shekel. They didn't have a chelik in the musafin. If that's the case, they didn't have a chelik in the carbon oilah that was brought twice a day, the oilah satomid. They didn't have a chelik in any of the carbon tzibur. So vazok the gemara, oivazoi. That malish, shinui kodesh, ken yesh nabi yachar b'tzibur. Shinui bailim, it's not shaykh to find a shinui bailim by a carbon tzibur. Because the ganze tzibur is doch the bailim. It's not true. Women are not balabatim in the carbon tzibur. So if women are not balabatim in the carbon tzibur, what would happen if the kohen would bring the carbon tzibur? And the kohen would have in mind that he's bringing it for the nishay of Klal Yisrael. He's bringing it for the women. They're not balabatim. So l'chir you'd have a shinui bailim. If you'd have a shinui bailim, isn't that a heikatimtza? So there's a lot to talk about that. Bezrat Hashem, we'll get into it.